The Minister of State for Crypto and Blockchain, Pakistan, Bilal bin Saqib, met with over a dozen key U.S. government officials and lawmakers to strengthen cooperation in the areas of digital assets, blockchain regulation, and financial innovation. The minister met with Senator Cynthia Lummis, co-author of the Lummis-Gillibrand Responsible Financial Innovation Act and co-sponsor of the Bitcoin Act, which seeks to designate Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset. Senator Lummis has been a leading advocate for thoughtful and comprehensive crypto legislation in the U.S. He also met with Senator Bill Hagerty, a member of the Senate Banking Committee and supporter of a pro-innovation regulatory environment, and with Senator Rick Scott, who has consistently emphasized economic security and financial stability. Additionally, he also met with Senator Tim Sheehy and Senator Jim Justice, the latter also a co-sponsor of the Bitcoin Act and a strong supporter of blockchain applications in government and infrastructure. Meetings also included Senator Ted Cruz, Congressman Troy Downing, a member of the House Financial Services Subcommittee on Digital Assets, Congressman Ryan Zinke, Congressman Rick McCormick, and Congressman Derek Van Orden, all of whom are actively engaged in shaping policy frameworks related to emerging technologies. Ms. Jill Kelly, founder of blockchain identity platform Identifyd, participated in discussions alongside Congressman McCormick, bringing perspectives from the private tech sector. He also met with White House Associate Counsel Kevin Kline and Associate Counsel Ugona Ez of the White House Counsel's Office. "We came to learn, to listen, and to contribute," said Minister Bilal. "Pakistan is actively studying how global leaders are approaching regulation, innovation, and financial inclusion, not to copy, but to adapt the best ideas for our unique landscape." The visit also served to share Pakistan's initiatives, including the recent announcement of its strategic Bitcoin reserve, efforts to build a virtual asset regulatory framework, and the use of stablecoins to improve remittances and expand financial access. The exchanges highlighted the need for closer global coordination and the role emerging markets like Pakistan can play in shaping the next chapter of the digital economy. "To sit at the table with those writing the future of finance is a responsibility and a signal. Pakistan is not waiting to catch up. We are here to lead," said Minister Bilal. "From Capitol Hill to the White House, I shared a new face of Pakistan, one driven by its youth, powered by innovation, and ready to build global alliances for digital progress." With one of the world's youngest populations, a thriving freelance economy, and over $36 billion in annual remittances, Pakistan is uniquely positioned to become a testbed for responsible innovation, grounded in transparency, accessibility, and long-term impact.